Warren celebrates LGBT support from attendees of RuPaul's Drag Con. By Hannah Blow on September 12, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, expressed her gratitude for support from attendees of RuPaul's Drag Con, which describes itself as a convention that celebrates drag, queer culture, and self-expression. The presidential candidate thanked drag queen Shea Coulee for representing Team Warren at the event. "Thank you, at Shea Coulee, for representing hashtag Team Warren in our grassroots movement at RuPaul's Drag Con. Excited to have you in this fight," Warren tweeted alongside a video of Coulee interviewing attendees on their support of Warren. Team Warren reportedly had a booth at the convention featuring a life-size cardboard cutout of the presidential candidate with a rainbow feather boa. "What is something that you think is great about Elizabeth Warren?" Coulee asked attendees. "She's always about voting, giving young people a chance, helping even the old and elderly," one attendee said. "The fact that she's willing to put herself on that podium and say, 'We need to talk about this,' is so important. She's just good. Like, please, I just want her to become president," she added. "I think she's wonderful. I think you're wonderful. I like your intelligence and compassion and your caring for LGBTQ and women's rights," another woman said. "Honestly, same," Coulee said. Another guest said the U.S. needs a candidate who is going to invest in the equal rights of everyone. "I know it's a dark subject, but a lot of trans people are being murdered, and things need to change," another added. "Things need to happen, and stuff needs to be put into effect immediately." Warren also provided a video message specifically for the convention. The Massachusetts senator has made a conscious effort to court the LGBT community, weaving in LGBT protections in her criminal justice reform plan and calling for high-quality, affordable, gender-affirming health care for Americans across the board. CNN is slated to host a primetime LGBT town hall event with qualifying Democrat presidential candidates October 10.